St. Louis group, a little different than what you saw the other night. What did they do to make life difficult in the third period to generate offensive chances or shots on goal specifically?
I think we were offensively lethargic. I think that was the story. The two or three really good chances that we're seeing, we couldn't get a handle on them. But we didn't. I think we had 22 shots blocked. We got six. That's a tell that, I mean, you're in their end and you have the opportunity. But we weren't moving. As a shooter, I felt that we were moving, waiting for something to open up. And they really, you know, stayed pretty close to home. Anything we tried to put through the seam got knocked down. So we were slow with our offensive game.
A guy like Bertuzzo blocks a lot of shots. Did you feel like your guys got a little bit frustrated, maybe looked for a perfect play after that happened?
No, I didn't think we came out shooting and had a bunch of shots blocked, so we tried to do it a different way. I liked our game earlier, and even the first, you know, 6-7 minutes of the second period or the defensive part of our game, I liked an awful lot. But you know, we almost threatened to look like we were going to get something to the net, and with the ones that we did try to get to the net, they did a good job. They blocked a bunch of shots.
What do you think of Bufflin's return? Obviously, close to 30 minutes tonight.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to look at that's a big number, but we had all those guys, you know, at that 16-17 minute mark, even strength, it all comes standing up top, and we have about 10 minutes of power play time. That big chunk of that, we had control of it.
Sort of mentioned the power play. I mean, did you like the? Did they do anything special against you?
They did a good job. I mean, they got a good penalty killing team. Always have. I would say it wouldn't have been anything different than I felt about our 5-on-5 game. We were just a little slow with it, and you're not going to make those plays. We had the one really strong power play. Patty hit the post, and we got that seam through. But for me, the difference is just our speed more than anything special on the other end.
Do you draw anything for the positive side when you look at what you gave up in your own end, which didn't seem like it was a whole heck of a
lot? I mean, they shut her down pretty early. They got the one, and I didn't think they were pressing the offensive game a whole lot. Their sole focus was covering that slot off, and they did a good job with it. I've liked where our defensive game's going. Our goaltender's trending in the right way, and we were good knocking some things down defensively, you know, but the game for us, and you don't like talking about offense a whole lot. It's usually a negative sign about your team but we were just slow with it tonight.
Once you've got the zone time established and they're collapsing in the house in their slot as much as they are, what can be done to open that up? You know, do you continue to blast through until they get sick of blocking
those
shots?
I don't think we did. I think that's the difference. I think we got content on the outside and tried to force them. You know, didn't take it. The puck has to go to the net prior to it getting collapsed, and then confusion starts. I didn't think we did that.
And that's where you're saying the speed would come in to make those decisions quicker.
If you're the puck carrier and you're a shooter, they'll play you differently than if you're the puck carrier and you're a passer. And then I thought we moved like passers.